lock of brown hair framing an open, easygoing expression. "Isn't it Wednesday?" she squeaks, trying to ignore the flush of desire that pools in her middle. She has always been a sucker for the boys on the team back home. "I thought so," he says, scanning the hours as she had done. He steps around her, careful of his size, moving slowly, like one who is accustomed to the world being too small for him. He leans in, as she had, cupping one hand around his eyes to see through the dark glass, then shrugs. "Maybe Miss Chapman got sick." Bree lifts her shoulders in return.
"I guess, but she could have put up a note or something."
She turns away, thoughts of studying and the test on Friday swamping her brain again.
"Fuck," she curses. "I really needed someone to run through flashcards with me."
"Flashcards?" the guy repeats. "You need, like, a study partner?" She turns back to look at him, taking in the XTC stallion t-shirt tied across his chest, the simple black gym shorts ending at his knees, the white tube socks and black Adidas slides.
"I don't know," she replies. "What do you know about A&P?
He cocks his head. "Depends. You mean A&P, the short story by John Updike? Or A&P, like anatomy and physiology, the class?"
She stares at him, shock obvious on her face. She didn't expect him to be built like that, and actually smart. There is a good chance he is smarter than she is.
She took Comp 2 the previous year, so she remembers the short story.
"I remember the girls in bathing suits from A&P, she offers. "How could I forget?"
"Why? You like girls in bathing suits?" She smirks.
"Duh, who doesn't?"
She smiles warmly at him.
"But I remember because I had the hottest professor who read it out loud to us in class. He had the best voice," she adds.
The guy nods. "It's a good story. But you're not here to write a paper tonight, are you?" Bree shakes her head.
"No, I have an A&P test on Friday, like the class about the body."
She looks down at the floor, suddenly wishing she is wearing something cuter than her pink sweatpants and white tank top. Though, the black bra showing through is a nice touch she hopes he appreciates. He nods in understanding.
"I took that last semester. It would have been brutal if Coach hadn't made us study constantly. I don't think I'll ever forget about the integumentary system."
He raises an eyebrow at her suggestively.
"I kept forgetting what it was, and Coach made me run laps until I could remember."
He chuckles. "Very long night." He pauses, then adds, "Very effective." Bree gives him a confused look.
What?
"Integumentary," he says again, the word rolling off his tongue. "You know," he says, reaching out to touch her hand. "Skin."
"Oh,"
she breathes, letting him hold her hand for a long moment.
"Right."
She stares at him, brain trying to focus on anything, and then she blurts,
"What are you here for?"
He shrugs.
"I wanted to pick up a review sheet that Vince left for me," he says, "but I guess I can get it tomorrow. Not like I'm going to work on chemistry tonight anyway. I just wanted to have it for later."
"Vince," she asks, "is that your friend?"
"One of the guys on the team," he tells her. "He's the wide receiver."
"Is that an innuendo for something?"
she asks, hoping he isn't gay. She doesn't think so, but it's always better to ask. She takes in that big body again, hope blooming in her belly. Maybe she can get something out of tonight, after all. He chuckles. "Oh, no," he says, flashing her a charming smile. "Vince is as hetero as they come. Me too, though I can admit when a man is handsome as fuck." Bree smiles back at him, very aware of his hand on hers.
"I also enjoy handsome men," she says, an offer in her voice. But then she remembers her test, and other thoughts leave her mind.
Her shoulders slump.
"What am I going to do about that stupid test? I'm so screwed."
"Well, I could help if you wanted," he offers.
"Really?"
she asks, excitement and something else building in her chest.